You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
They say, please don't use my name, so we are going to call her Debbie. She says, you guys said something on the show yesterday about relationships, and it made me wonder if I'm the only person who's in a relationship with someone they don't even love. For that matter, I don't even really like them. But we've been together for 16 years, and at my age, I don't want to be alone, and I don't want to start dating again, so I guess I'll just see it through to the end, even though I actually hate it when he walks in the door. For people who are in a great situation, I would say, don't take it for granted. Some of us are just going through the motions. Please don't use my name. You know, I normally wouldn't just throw this out onto the airwaves because it's not like this is the most uplifting note of all time. But having said that, it is real life and it happens to a lot of people. I have two different people that I know right now who are married to someone that they don't like. And I guess for the average person, you're like, well, how can that be? Well, I mean, my circle of, you know, acquaintances is not that big, really. And I already know of two couples who are that way. So you can, you know, expand on that, you know, and it's quite a few people who are in relationships with people they don't like.
So I've got to be fairly vague about mine because I see them essentially on a daily basis. So that kind of describes where my bubble is on
your
this.
Parents?
No, not the parents.
I was kidding.
I know, but they go to multiple things in the neighborhood, let's say. So is it wrong that it's horrible that they're in this situation that they absolutely hate each other, but I kind of like watching it all play out because it is so foreign to me and it's so juicy every time that we have any sort of event because you never know which one will show up to the event. And if they both do, they're either, you know, highly intoxicated because they're both there and they're complaining about each other. And one always leaves in a fuss by the end of the night. These folks never travel together. They don't do things together with their children, like sporting events or anything like that. And there's not one picture of the other person on their social media of the spouse. There's not one. And I find it so fascinating. And I've, you know, talked to the husband multiple times about he is really just going through the motions and he's trying to decide what to do about this. And, you know, and it's the whole staying together for the children.
Yeah,
but
that's
God,
a, one
they
of the,
hate each other.
One of the two that I'm talking about is definitely for the kids. You know, and I wonder about that so many times because I'm like, well, kids aren't stupid. I mean, kids are really bright. So I guess I don't necessarily understand staying together for the kids. So what you're saying is we want our kids to grow up in a situation,
in a dysfunctional household, yeah,
where they're seeing two people who don't like each other.
Where they think
versus,
this is normal.
Yeah, and again, hey, look, don't be mad. I mean, we're just thinking out loud
and
here.
I will tell you, there's been multiple conversations with Knick Knack about, like, we feel bad for the kids. We feel bad that they're in that situation and that they've got, you know, we've heard the parents fighting, you know, and it's like.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
That's not good. You know, and then for some other people besides the kids, then there's the financial, especially lately, you know, with the costs of everything that people will say, we don't even really like each other, but the living arrangement works because I'm only paying half what I otherwise would be paying. But, you know, if you wanted to go out and start your life again, like in Debbie's situation, where did she say that? I don't want to start dating again. You know, and she goes, at my age. So I don't know how old she is. They've been together for 16 years. So let's assume she's probably 40s.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
You know, and she's saying, I don't even want to start again. But, you know, having said that, my advice to Debbie would be, look, if you're saying I even hate it when he walks in the door, that's just no way to live. And if you've tried everything, if you've tried the counseling, if you've tried multiple times to make it work, what is, I don't know. What price do you put on peace of mind and happiness?
My mind instantly goes to the mundane, just life aspect. How do you react to each other in your hallways at home? I mean, do you both turn so your backs are, you know, if you're crossing at the same time? I mean, who's making dinner? Are you doing separate dinners? The people I know, like, there's never, if there's an airport run or something, one of them's getting in an Uber. They're not helping each other off out with drop-offs. I mean, the big debate is the last time they've actually had sex, too. That's kind of a fun little ongoing question.
Are they having that angry sex thing?
I don't know. My consensus is like, how old is their youngest? That was probably the last time.
We don't know, do you?
Yeah, it's the little daily stuff. It's like, how do you make that work when you're at the house with somebody and you can't stand them?
Going back to the kids thing for a second, Tracy wrote in. She goes, she's quoting Dr. Phil, you know, who...
That is a load of crap.
That guy.
We love Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil said, it's better to come from a broken home than to live in one. I would subscribe to that. Personally,
sure.
I know there are different schools of thought, and I respect different people for having different schools of thought on that, but I would rather see kids in a situation where there's not...
Where there's love.
And anger and whatever.
Yeah.
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 Denise from Wheat Ridge, they need to split. Life is too short. Live your life. Yeah. And again, it's so easy for all of us to always, you know, offer advice to other people. We don't even know anything, really.
We don't know. There
about
could be
Debbie's
debt
situation.
Issues. There could, yeah.
But 16 years, and she doesn't even like when he walks in the door. We're getting blown up with text messages right now. Jamie says, my parents stayed together for a while because of us, and we hated it. They were always fighting and unhappy, just made us kids unhappy, too. Don't stay just for the kids. It's sometimes more harm than good.
Yeah.
Again,
we get it.
I think we agree with that. I'm wondering what the other argument is. I wonder if sometimes people fall back on that because it's a convenient. And I'm not trying to downplay the pain that somebody's going through, but that might be a convenient way of not having to deal with starting over again, finding a new place to live.
Because you can do it. People have done it for many, many years. You can do it.
Yeah, but it's just easier to say, well, we're staying together for the kids, and then people have to just shut up, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're getting absolutely swamped with messages from people telling her to get out, start over. Here's an interesting... Let's take a phone call first, and then I want to read a really interesting note from a listener named Kelly. She has a different observation on all of this. Lupe is on the phone, though. Lupe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. So exciting.
So, it's exciting for us to talk to you. Where you been?
I would never hate you, Lupe. I love you.
Well,
I love you forever.
I just never was able to, like, make a call, but... Here I am. So,
all right. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was just going to say that I had a really funny experience, good experience. I come from a broken home. My parents were divorced when I was six. And what they did was that they did not want to move out. So my dad decided to get a new entrance for him. So my house was converting into two apartments.
That's
good. What a great
idea. It's a really good idea, actually.
Two front doors.
Well, technically, yeah, I live with both parents. They were just separated. So,
sure. All right. You got a wall in between.
Wow. I think that's interesting.
Wall, did that make things better?
Yes, a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so get a load of this. I know somebody who's in that similar situation, and what they did is they actually spent, and I don't remember how many thousands of dollars it was, they excavated down to the basement and installed a door. I'm not making this up. They installed a door so that the husband moved to the basement, and they installed a new entrance altogether. I mean, they had, like, backhoes out there and were digging and everything just so that they would never have to cross paths upstairs.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was, we lived in a second, like, two stories, so my dad just broke a wall and just put a door there and then outside stairs.
That's so good. And it worked. Outside. Okay, and it
that's
worked.
Wild.
So are they still together or have they passed or was this a horrible question?
No. They finally decided to sell the house.
Did they?
Okay. It was a big house. I mean, that's why it worked. But
okay.
Oh, yeah, they decided to sell the house. But I mean, if it wasn't because, I think they just needed the money or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's a good compromise. That's a good way to negate
You know,
it.
I'm so glad you called us. I hope you had a good experience on the show. Thank you for being with us today, Lupe, okay?
Bye,
Thank
Lupe.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You as well.
Let me give you two more before
cool.
you get to yours real quick, Dom. Hannah says, I'm with Jer. So sad for the situation, but so good for everyone in their circle because the gossip be juicy and dripping. Hannah says, I have friends that live together and hate each other, and I love going to lunch with her to hear about all the fights. We need these people so us normals can appreciate our relationships.
Normals.
That was from Hannah. And yeah. Then Kimberly, I like Kimberly. She says, I have an aunt and uncle that absolutely hate each other. We actually take bets before they come over to any holiday gatherings about how quickly they will fight and what they will fight about. And she says, boys, I won Easter.
Hey!
15 minutes after they showed up, they were at each other and they fought about how she hated what he was wearing. I win.
Okay.
From Kimberly. Another normal.
Could almost make it a drinking game. Too,
like, okay,
I guess.
So before they get here, how quickly before they start fighting?
Oh, that's funny. Not for
it's a fun
them,
game.
But... All right, Kelly wrote in and she said, I know this will sound weird. You know, and I'm reading this because. So far, you know, all the text messages are basically saying, it's hopeless, break up, right? Kelly is saying, I know this will sound weird, but my husband and I got to a point where we couldn't stand each other. I was like Debbie, when I heard the garage door open, I would get depressed that he was home. This went on for 2 years. Then, one night we were at a work function for him. Something came up that made us both laugh, and we spent the rest of the night laughing. We went home and got intimate, maybe partly from the alcohol, but I swear everything changed when we laughed together and got intimate. We've been happy again for the last 4 years and maybe never better.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, they talk about, you know, laughter is the best medicine and everything. So maybe for some people who find themselves, maybe they're not as far down the line as Debbie is. But for people who are feeling like maybe there's some growing distance between you, if you find some sort of way to find something to laugh together.
Sounds like they just got drunk and had sex to me.
Well, there was that on top of it, and she agrees.
On top
that
of it.
The alcohol might have played a part, but
yeah.
Still, I think that's a good... I don't know how many times that will work, but even if it's one out of every 20... You know, it's
yeah.
Give it a try.
Go to Comedy Works, get a couple shots of Fireball, and make
right.
your life better again.
Why not, right? Why not try?
Why not?
Other than, you know, doing like Lupe and the people I was talking about, having to build all new entrances to your home.
Yeah, when backhoes get involved.
Right.
Baby got backhoe.